Welcome to another episode of Moon Monkey with Andrew and Matt. On this episode, we talk about Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, directed by Jake Kasdan.
So everyone remembers 1995 Jumanji with Robin Williams, where he gets trapped inside a board game, and then many years later, he returns from the world of Jumanji. This time around, it features four kids, and it's a sort of updated take on the story, where the four kids get trapped inside a video game version of Jumanji through various circumstances. So the four kids who get trapped in Jumanji take on the roles of their avatars in the game. So you have Dwayne Johnson, you have Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, and Jack Black, who are all sort of body-swapped versions of the characters they're playing outside. Which is kind of, they play up the humour of that a little bit.
Yeah.
So you have sort of, Dwayne Johnson is a sort of nerdy guy in the real world, but he's obviously a huge, muscly, charismatic guy in the game.
And they do the reverse with
Kevin Hart.
He's sort played Fridge, like the quarterback.
He's sort of the jock in the real life, but he's sort of a shorter guy in the game. Karen Gillan's, like, obviously incredibly attractive in the game. Yeah, in real life, she's playing a girl who's not very confident. So in the game, it's sort of like, she's wearing a crop top and short shorts, so she has to kind of find her confidence. Yeah. And Bethany, who's an Instagram princess, turns into Jack Black, which he's not terribly happy about at first.
No.
So yeah, I thought this was a good continuation. I really loved the original Jumanji.
Yeah.
I think that's like a fantastic...
Fond memories of Jumanji.
Yeah.
So I was a bit worried.
I've got nostalgia for the old Jumanji. I haven't seen it in a couple of years now, but yeah, I remember it being a good fun time. And this did a good job of the modern update, by basically not replicating that one, but by flipping everything. So this time, instead of the game coming out, they go into the game.
Yeah.
And they have a little bit of fun with that. They have Rhys Darby playing NPC, or non-playable character, who's just there delivering sort of really poor dialogue, explaining the mission of the game. Nigel. So basically, the idea is, it's like an old PlayStation game. It's like an old style video game where it's just a really simple mission. They basically have to get the Jaguar eye back into the Jaguar statue through various trials. So the setup of the thing is so simple, it's very easy to follow, and then they can just play with the comedy of it and the humour of it, I felt.
And they really did. Like, they really played on the fact that Bethany was a fat middle-aged guy a lot. That was most of the jokes. And that The Rock is smouldering. That was the running joke.
That was his special ability in the game.
He could smolder. And he does smolder.
Intensity.
He does smolder.
He does a couple of times. And the Karen Gillan's character has dance fighting, where she just dances and distracts everybody, and most of the audience as well. But yeah, I thought it was good. I was kind of worried for this film, because I thought it was going to be bad from the trailers.
Yeah.
Just the humour didn't seem like my kind of thing. And I do have to say, nothing's going to really shock or surprise you in this movie. And there's nothing really deep. It is just like a fun fantasy popcorn movie.
Uh-huh.
But I think it has sort of wide appeal. Like, we saw it with a pretty big audience, and everyone was laughing along with it. Like, everyone seemed to enjoy it.
There was some moments, I think, like, the humour didn't really hit home with everybody. But overall, I think, like, people enjoyed it, and it was just a fun movie.
Yeah.
And I really...
But it's sort of that, it's a broad sense of humour, and also the jokes are coming pretty thick and fast. So it's like, if you didn't like it, they do something else in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't hit with all its humour, but it was, like, a fun movie. And it was, all four of the main people were really good. Like, four of those actors were really...
Some
really
of the action sequences I thought were quite good as well.
It was just having fun with itself, I think.
And also, it helped the movie. The fact that it was meant to be set in a video game, you could actually forgive it for like the poor CG, over the top action sequences. If this was like meant to be a real world thing, you'd think that's ridiculous. But the fact that they're meant to be in a video game, it works better. Because it's like, well, in a video game, that might actually happen.
Gives them greater license to do.
Yeah, I mean, you might be in a helicopter escaping a herd of stampeding rhinos in a video game. But if it was real life, you think, it's a bit of a
giant killer rhinos.
Yeah. It has a lot of sort of odd sequences like that. And a joke about there being a cutscene when they cut away to what the villain's doing.
Yeah, they do a lot of video game humour.
Yeah.
There's not many movies you can say that about.
Maybe the best video game movie.
Maybe. Top five video game movies? We'll do that one day. But no, they were all really good.
And the acting was really good as well.
Yeah.
I thought, like, for the most part, they did a good job of playing, like, the main action, did a good job of playing the characters who they were in the real world in those bodies.
Yeah. Well,
so
yeah,
it was like Freaky Friday or, yeah, those films where it's like two people exchange positions. Because The Rock is, like, playing that small, weedy Jewish kid in the video game. But, like, that manner of speaking.
Yeah.
And Jack Black's talking like a...
Yeah.
A beautiful blonde lady. And I'm acting like that as well, which is really odd at first. But they kind of keep it up throughout the movie. It doesn't really drop.
It does. It's interesting, like, that they gave it all those characters from what they would consider real life, flipping it around, like you're saying, because it gives them different perspectives and makes them appreciate each other more. And then they're then this, like, closer group of friends, because on the outside world, they don't really speak to each other, or they weren't speaking to each other for various reasons. But after going through all that and seeing it from different points of view, and different, like, because you're not beautiful anymore, or you do have the confidence, or you don't have the confidence, or you are strong, or you are tiny and weedy, and
it has a real
your weakness is cake.
Yeah, it has a real old style charm to it, in the style of sort of 80s movies where you'd have a very strong moral message running throughout. And even at the beginning of this film, the guy sets up, maybe you need to look at the world through someone else's perspective.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, that's obviously going to happen.
It is very 80s. It's like, that's the...
But it gives
that,
you a feel. It gives you a warm feeling at the end. It's like, oh, now they all get on because they've seen the world through the other perspectives.
Yeah.
So, I did like that. So overall, like, I would definitely recommend this for families. Like, for if you have young kids, I think kids would really like the humour in it.
Yeah, it's a fun Christmas movie, and it's got some really cool action sequences, and it's just, like, a nice feeling between the four characters as well.
Yeah.
And there's big-name actors, and I think anything with The Rock people love, generally.
Yeah.
I think anybody out there that wants to do a movie, just put The Rock in it, and people love
it. Yeah,
it
plays everything pretty safe, but... Like, it is enjoyable. It doesn't really make many missteps.
Also, like, it's not just like a bad remake of Jumanji or a bad sequel. It's like doing something different with that idea, which is pretty cool as well. I liked that.
Yeah, I did like the fact that it wasn't just a straight remake. Like, they didn't just have other kids find the board game and essentially do the same thing. They went into the board game, which again, that's kind of the way they used to do sequels. It would be like, think what the original did, and then do the opposite, or do the reverse in a way, which is what this does. That was quite interesting. It was sort of an interesting update. This was my issue with it. I thought it was going to be an update, but, like, too modern. Like, the humour would be too modern, or it would be too sort of satirical, and sort of making fun of the original in a way, being naff, which I wouldn't have liked.
They were very respectful of it. They were God, this is Parrish's house. Like,
yeah, that's the thing. They were respectful of the original, and also they weren't afraid to just be sentimental with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like... Nowadays,
the right balance.
Everything's often quite cynical, and that's what I thought this would be, but it's like heartfelt, and they really are genuinely just having fun and trying to make a fun family film. So yeah, I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah, so it's, everybody loves Jumanji here, but we don't want to... Yeah, be in the video game. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back next time with another review.